Vance, Biden's cultural imperialism of forcing lefty ideas on the world helps China get ahead. By Ian Hanchett on April 19, 2023. On Wednesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters Primetime, Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., discussed his objection to the nomination of Stephanie Sullivan to be the U.S. representative to the African Union and argued that the Biden administration's foreign policy is based on taking the most radical far-left ideas and basically building a moralizing foreign policy around that. And that drives countries into the arms of China because countries would rather have economic help than lectures. Vance said, "I think that it's important that we have a full debate in the Senate, because we have a foreign policy right now. I hate to say it, from the Biden administration, that's based on hectoring and moralizing. It's based on taking the most radical far-left ideas and basically building a moralizing foreign policy around that. Instead of trying to make a trade with people where they get something good and we get something good in return. It's a complete dereliction of duty. It's terrible for our foreign policy." He added, "If you're in Ghana, what do you want? A lecture from a woke white woman in America, or do you want somebody to help you build hospitals, roads, and bridges? It's an easy answer. And the fact that we're sending so many diplomats to Africa and other places who can't answer the question the right way is really troubling, and we need to, at least in this country, have a debate about it." Vance concluded, "They see this as cultural imperialism. The Americans are coming in and trying to force foreign values down their throats. Whereas the Chinese are coming in and helping with them economic development. And yeah, it's already having very negative consequences. Because a lot of the minerals, a lot of resources we need for the 21st century economy, the Chinese are gobbling this stuff up through our diplomacy, and we're standing over here saying that you need to post the right flag outside of your embassy or you're not going to get full respect from your American diplomats and your American so-called friends." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.